Hey there, thoughtful listener. Would you like consistent and predictable sales activity with no spam and no ads? I'll teach you step by step how to do this, particularly if you're an agency owner, consultant, coach, or B2B service provider. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create more than $10 million in revenue. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. You can even chat with me live, and I'll see and reply to your messages. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Rahul Alim. Rahul, you are the founder of GSD. The website is joingsd.com. We'll talk about what that stands for. You're also the president of customcreatives.com. Rahul, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, very apropos topic for us to talk about. A lot of B2B folks listen to this show. So maybe start with just a quick overview of what Custom Creatives is. And then again, we'll get into GSD, which stands for Get Stuff Done.
Yeah, with a different S, but yes.
I don't have a problem saying it, but I think I always feel like my mom is looking over my shoulder. I have an opportunity to drop a swear word. Rahul, tell us a bit about your work and your impact in the world.
Yeah. So with Custom Creatives, I started an agency, probably a very similar starter story to a lot of other people out there. Quit a corporate job. I wanted freedom, but I didn't get it because I pretty much built my own jail cell for about 5 years because I worked way harder, way longer, way less pay in the beginning stages. Didn't know that was going to happen because like you kind of quit a job and you think things are going to be peaches and cream. But anyways, long story short, found a niche that I really, really love to go after for my target audience. Found what I call like a hot dog stand, and I found my starving crowd. Sold like crazy. Stayed really focused on selling one thing to one audience. And then made some good progress in that space and then kind of expanded from mastering one industry and then just slowly broadening things up so I didn't screw up on my agency by going overly broad and expanding our services. So that's kind of like the very, very like 30,000, 50,000 foot level of how I got started in the agency to keep it like summarized.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, what were the, maybe for the kind of the tentpole things that you discovered that really improved your quality of life?
From a work standpoint, like yeah. I just was self-aware of perfect imbalance. I knew what I was doing when I was doing it, and I purposely pushed other things off to the side. And it sounds crazy, and maybe you guys can relate being other entrepreneurs out there, is that family and friends got pushed to the bottom of the totem pole, and then work and health were one and then two. Because I needed my operating system, which is my body, to operate at peak, so I always worked out. And then I needed significance because I didn't want to fail when I was early on. So I kept that work ethic really, really high. And as far as like pushing the perfect imbalance, it all kind of rotated back up. Then priorities shifted and the wheel of balance kind of came into tact. But I had to really kind of keep my full energy and my horse blinders on for the business, primarily my health, so I can keep functioning at a high level for long hours. And then the family was just like, if I can get to you and talk to you, awesome, but I'll be there for important events once or twice a year.
So before we get into GSD, tell me who Custom Creatives is for and what you do there.
Yeah, so we have a marketing agency here. It's kind of like a full stack marketing agency. Our primary audience is going to be people who are looking for lead gen, like a lot of people are. I think in this economy, you can't survive without leads, especially post pandemic, even more important. Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, and SEO. Those are our three traffic pillars that we focus on. We rank fairly decent on our local area of people in California. So we attract like personal injury lawyers, kitchen cabinet companies that are our end customers. And then from that, it kind of blends into like what we talk about once we get into the GSD, how we built a coaching program off the agency. But those are typical clients of ours when they're finding and discovering us through like Google or whatnot. People who find and discover us through our ads on social media, we have a totally different target audience. That's when we're targeting, which sounds weird, is our direct competitors. We want them to hire us to do their marketing. And that's really our focal point on social media. So we have two different ways based on the channel that we're going after from our marketing strategy that we feel works the best.
Yeah. Would you mind maybe illustrating that out a little bit more? Exactly.
Yeah. Like how that works. So when we do work for our end clients, like I'll just go with Google first. Like we write blogs, write case studies, write content. So when we see a cluster of people in a good market, they can afford to pay us. They're long-term visionaries and they're thinking long-term. They're not hiring marketing people to hop, skip and jump to the next shiny object. Those are the people we like to start working with because we're thinking, hey, we get you need to try us and feel this relationship out if you want to marry us in the end of the day. So we have those like trial relationship build periods where we can kind of see our communication skills and whatnot, make sure that we're the good fit. Then we want a long-term perspective of now that we've got the honeymoon stages out of the way, can we do something long-term and really commit to each other so we can indulge into your business even deeper? Because from their perspective, we're not their employee. They can fire us at a moment's notice and whatnot because we're a vendor. We try to flip that relationship that we're so important to them. And we by showing them our work, our communication, our authority, our ideations, like what's going through our brains, so they feel like they're getting way more than what they paid for. So that's kind of our end customers, where it's like lawyers, kitchen cabinet companies, et cetera. People who do like typically like millions of dollars a year in revenue. Yeah. Now flipping it to the social media side, because there's so many coaches and so many consultants and they're all over Facebook, it's easier to attract them through Facebook ads because that's where they spend all their time. They're on all day. Like I bet all the agency owners probably log in Facebook probably 30, 40 times a day just by habit at this stage. Whereas the lawyers and the cabinet companies, they're searching for problems to be solved. I need a marketing company. They're actually looking for something. We're disrupting attention and kind of putting a shiny object right in front of their pain point of what they're looking for and just to have a starter conversation. So our strategy on social media is here's something for free or low cost, get to know our ecosystem, get into our group, follow our email list, we'll send webinar notices, and just kind of understand that there's a customer journey that you don't trust us, you don't like us, you never wanted to meet us. And then our content has to flip the script on you and saying, hey, these guys know what they're talking about. So that's our hope. That's what we try to accomplish is just build that sophistication above and beyond the competition, but in a language that anybody can understand.
Yeah. Where do you see a lot of maybe consultants and agencies really wasting time?
It's funny because when I used to work at a company called Realtor.com, and the first decade of my business was targeted at real estate agents. So it was a difficult industry. And I always thought, what does a realtor wake up? What do they do at 9, 10, 11, 12? Mm. I'm like, what can they do to only do 12 transactions a year? Like what's going on? So I think the same thing in the agency world. So, I mean, I think they waste their time by paralysis analysis, just thinking about doing the work versus just doing it. Because we're all guilty of something. Like for instance, like you're an expert with like podcasting and doing these shows and whatnot. I'm sure there's a lot of podcasters out there that just don't know what microphone should I even get? What should I have in my background for a picture? So they get stuck on these little things that they don't move the needle. And sometimes sometimes they stay stuck for years too.
Yeah.
One silly thing. So I'm just thinking that's what a lot of people do. And it depends like what level you're at. The newer you are, the more time you're going to waste because you're going to be chasing clients and product pushing because a newer agency, they try to be one-stop shops. People who make money in the agency world are experts in one thing and may be capable of doing multiple things. So I'm a big fan of one niche, one offer, one product, one solution to attack the most important pain point in the client's life, understand that industry so well, and then you can contrast. Because like it would be wild to say like people sometimes are shocked, like, how did you get started in marketing? All I did was target real estate agents, sold them literally banner ads, not even graphic design. Of graphic design, it was underneath it. It was banner ads, banner ads. It was only digital, not print, no nothing. I didn't deal with CMYKs and PSD files and all that kind of crap that people needed for print. It was like, you have a banner out on the internet. I want to be known as the expert, the go-to guy. If you want a banner that gets clicks, that works, that converts, you go to me. If you want something else, you go to someone else. So that's how I positioned myself early on.
And I would imagine then, you know, when you have a very narrow lane, which I'm a huge fan of, like, You know, there's so many reasons why you want to, you know, very narrowly define your scope. One thing I'll just tell you is in the actual operation of working with clients, if you want to be all things to them, buckle up, buttercup. You've just signed up for, that's a hard life if you're expected to be all things to your client, because that's just a huge scope now that you need to support and provide results on. That's a big team. There's so many reasons why that's hard.
Yeah. I mean, the only way that model works is if you have the people that are willing to pay the price where you're profitable. And then for repeatability's sake, it's like, I had like 70 people running just the banner operation, just banner ads. And we had big clients, huge names, publicly traded company to the mom-and-pops. We did well in that business. And the repeatability of it all was so simple because I can take literally anybody. Like, it was my dream to have a product so easy, a complex product, but simplified in production, or I can literally hire anybody. I didn't care how, as long as it was legal age to work, because we paid them like $4 above minimum wage at the time. Because we just said, when you're here, we'll pay a little bit more, but just work your ass off end to end when it comes to work. Treat it like it's a sporting event. You get your breaks, your half times, et cetera. But while you're here, you're going to get paid a little bit more to just work your ass off harder than anything you've ever done. And that work ethic will either lead to more working with us into a better position in the future, or just go somewhere else in life, and you're just going to have such a high work ethic that you won't even relate to the people who are so lazy in the next organization you work for. And that's how I was raised, is just high work ethic through like sports and all that kind of stuff and parenting. But anyways, it was just repeatability for that. I could take anybody, like an 18-year-old, a 25-year-old, anybody without education in marketing, without knowing what a banner is, without knowing what Photoshop even looks like, and make them an expert in about, I don't know, an hour, based on our production, because we had SOPs that were just simple. Nobody can really screw it up. And if you screwed it up, we had to let you go really quickly.
Mm. And Rahul, obviously, you know, when we talk about, you know, just really narrowly defining and focusing on who we are, what we do, I think it's incredibly valuable to really appreciate the value of our networks, right? And that's kind of a big part of what GSD is. Would you mind describing who joins Get Shit Done and like what that is, you know, how you work together with other agency owners?
Yeah. So like, I was sitting at a co-working space maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and two guys that just recently graduated college, they didn't know what they wanted to do. They certainly knew they didn't want to go apply for a job. And they just asked me, will you help me start an agency, or will you help me with marketing? And all these questions kept arising and arising, and I kept answering them days after days. And then one day he's like, can I just pay you for your time? Because you're giving me all this stuff. I just need to glue all this stuff together, get the A to the Z plan, the Waze application from where I am to the destination. And I said, no problem. And I didn't know what to charge, because like, I've been mentoring people unknowingly for a very long time, because I have employees, I had to mentor them. And then my employees would leave, and then they'd say, hey, I'm starting this company, can you help me with ideas and how do I get my clients? And I'm like, sure, no problem. And then I just started charging for it. I just said, hey, I'll pay me $1,500. I don't even know what I'm doing, but it's better than, I'd rather get paid and talk to you as much as possible. And then it turned into a business. Then they started getting results. And the wild thing is, I remember one guy kind of made me realize, hey, this is pretty powerful, because he came in looking for an office space in the building. And I said, why are you coming here? He's like, I have a marketing agency. I need an office. I need an address. And I said, how many clients? No clients. I said, what do? Real estate marketing. I'm like, well, welcome to my world. You're talking to the right dude, because I know that business. So I'm like, sit down here, because the guy who ran the space wasn't there. And I said, sit down here. And I'm like, here's my pricing. Here's my contract. Here's my pitch. And the guy just asked me, why would you do this? And I'm like, here's why. I'm like, I want you to succeed. And I'm like, this is the deal. You said you have no money, you have no clients, you have no nothing, but you're smart, intelligent. Now you have everything I know in about an hour. I said, don't ever show your face here ever again. And I want it in the next 7 days. I'm like, you have 7 days to get one client. If you're lazy, I'll never see your ass again. If you actually give a shit about what you want to do in life, you'll come back to me within 7 days. I'll be sitting right here, same seat, and you'll have clients. It's up to you. And I'm like, you have all my materials. Dude came back, closed over $16,000 in cash collected in that week. And I was like, all right, we got something here. So that's when I started doing the GSD, where I'm like, all right, we need to come up with a blueprint, an easier way for these, for agencies to like either start, or when they're in their midpoint, like I call midpoint, because I'm thinking about smaller agencies, like $10,000 to $30,000 per month type stuff. are the midpoint people. Those are the guys that are either going to screw everything up and burn the house down, which they mostly do. That's the highest probability of getting to 30. They peak out, they get burned out, the clients just waterfall and lose, get clobbered in like a month or two. And those are the people that have potential, but then burn out, and that screws them up mentally. And then they may not be able to recover for years. Then there's going to be the elite, the guys who are like 50, 100, $200,000 a month, where their mindset is like, I'm willing to buy anything. I'm willing to shift anything. I'm willing to pay anybody any amount of money for solving one individual, very specific problem at a high level. So those are kind of the three avatars that we kind of look at, and we create programs for each one, a starter stage, a mid stage, and then the more advanced people. And then we apply resources around where they are in their business. Because a new person, we can't say, hey, here's the seven-figure blueprint. That would be stupid, because they have no idea who their offer is, what their niche is, even if they like what they do. They're just copying and following somebody else they saw on social media and thinking that it's that easy, when they don't know that guy's journey. Because everybody's journey could be a decade, it could be a month, it could be a long time. You don't know the sacrifice behind that level of success people have. So we kind of just show them, like, here's the easy way to get your first 5, 10 clients, get yourself above that $5,000 to $10,000 mark, and then we can start to get into more system-based stuff and more operational efficiency. But the first thing is good offer, good niche, sell like freaking crazy. That's stage one. Next stage is going to be fixed delivery, automation, SOPs, and then hiring. The next stage is we got to solve leaks in the bucket the bigger you get, because the bigger you get, the more responsibility the founder has. The ball is in a lot of courts, the delegation's in a lot of courts. And now my job is to leak thing, like small, plug little leaks, like whether it's like a new email series, like where are we losing potential revenue is really all I really think about each day for maybe like a couple hours. And then I might have a good idea a week, and that good idea could be worth a couple $100,000 to our company or more.
And obviously, I think you get a lot of people that do ask for tactics, right? They want to know, just in terms of trends, what you see working well right now. Looks like you do a lot of collaborations. Like you're a big fan of, kind of other people's audiences, and that's. Do you mind maybe just sharing just a little highlight of maybe some tactics that you're a big proponent of for the right people, not for everybody, but certainly like when they're ready, oh man, I love X or Y or Z or whatever.
No. Like my favorite way, like, and it was in front of me my entire like career. I just didn't see it, because I was either not paying attention or too blinded by like doing work way harder than I should have earlier on. But when I was going back to the banner business, this just changed my whole entire life and the trajectory of where I'm going. Like, it's life-changing stuff when you get this right. And when I say life-changing, I'm talking about the money. When you make money, you tend to be a little bit happier, stress level goes down, your relationships do get better. It's a vehicle to be able to create that freedom of getting the clouds out of your head and eliminating that chaos. So that's how I think about the relationship I personally have with money. But I was cold calling, I was cold emailing. I never door knocked. I sat behind a desk. I dressed the way I've been dressing for a very long period of time. I'm a hats, t-shirts, hoodie, board short type guy, being in California. So I never really liked to go in suit up and ties and boardrooms and all that kind of stuff. I was just a hermit behind a desk and just like to reach more people. And then I would just cold call one by one, individual, 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 individual. And then I realized, like, a salesperson called me. They're like, hey, I have clients that can use your stuff. And I was like, cool. How many can you send? What do you need from me? Do you need my pricing? Do you need like a PDF that you can just forward them? Do you want to email me with them copied in? I take care of them, et cetera. So then the guy started sending me a bunch of business, and I'm like, huh. If this is where the aha moment comes, and it gets better than this. But like, that sales rep started sending me like a bunch of leads, and I'm like, these aren't even leads. I feel like I'm at Starbucks right now, because I'm just an order taker. And so I'm like, this is cool. What if there's more people that of sales reps that I can meet and do the same thing? Then it was like sales rep hopping. Then I went to regional manager hopping. Then it went from regional manager to the regional manager's manager hopping. And then it went to one day I got called into a publicly traded company's office, my old employer, and They just said, hey, can you do this stuff? I literally thought we were going to negotiate, or we're going to walk out of that room and they're going to use other people's pricing and like basically just bang us with negotiations. It didn't happen that way. I prepared for 3 weeks, stayed up all night, every night with the huge deck that I was ready to rock it out. They just looked at it, put it aside. And I was like, damn, I spent like $50 per unit on those. Those are in color too. They didn't even open it. They didn't give a shit. They're like, can you do this for this price? Can you handle this volume? And I said, yes, yes, and yes. And they're like, cool, we're gonna use you. And that was the meeting. I'm like, that was quick. But it was the hard work of the sales reps, the regionals, the national manager, and they had already pre-endorsed me. So I call that bottom upselling. And then this led to my partnership model. I'm like, if I go to the top of the food chain for smaller companies, I can get all their clients to outsource to me for my banner. So that's where I started partnering with people. So I would go to ad companies and I'd say, hey, you guys sell display ads. I do the banners. What if we partnered? And then they'd say, no. I'd be like, cool. I have 100 people I can dial today because all I have to do is go to Google and type in top agencies in display ads in America or Dallas or San Francisco, Santa Monica, whatever. Unlimited free lists, and everybody puts their beautiful photo, their title, their LinkedIn, their phone numbers on their about page. So it was the easiest way and like straight shot to a cold call and build a relationship because my mentality was when I buy bananas from the grocery store didn't grow them. They outsourced them. Then the outsourcer outsourced them. So there's a chain of command. So in agency world, my mentality was they always outsource this unit. So that's how I presented it. I just assumed, hey, you must be outsourcing the units, the graphics. Why don't you send it to me? So that strategy of the partner is close one person and they give you all of their clients through your reliability, your quality, your pricing, and your trust. And that was the most profitable thing I've ever done.
Rahul, your website, joingsd.com. Obviously, there's customcreatives.com, but you've got some really great resources. You want to share someone's listening to our conversation right now, maybe what you'd recommend they do next?
So if you guys are trying to grow your agency and you want to modernize maybe the outreach or the marketing strategies, if you go to joingsd.com, you can always go to our group too, which is joingsd.com/group. But we have a couple like I call these the evergreens. These are like really pillar type marketing that's gonna work regardless for the next several years. It's our perfect stranger method. It's how to use like cold outreach, your social channels to create influence and drive traffic to you for inbounds and also tee yourself up for outbounds. We also have a whole free digital marketing course for anybody. It's really for starters. Like if you're just brand new, I would suggest get it. If you're already in the game, you can have it, but I wouldn't really see, I don't know if you'll see a lot of value if you're way ahead of the game because then, but then we have our low ticket, which is we charge $97, which we get into pretty deep stuff live every week on Zooms. And then we have our flagship like mentorship where people hire us, newer people start off at a 3 month level, like kind of like college. It's like if you're new, you start off here. If you're medium, you start here. If you're like a junior, senior, you start here. So we kind of match things based off everybody's scenarios just so we kind of prescribe the right kind of whatever result that we're looking for.
Rahul Alim, president of Custom Creatives, found on the web at customcreatives.com, and the founder of Get Shit Done, joingsd.com. And then you can click on the group and you can join the free group as well. So, Rahul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love even if you just stop by to say hi. I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week. You are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.